Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station, AM 1300, KGLO. Good morning, I'm Tim Fleming, and we have Mary Ingham in studio with us this morning. Mary, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. It's our Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program, and we get a chance to visit a little bit about the strength of that program for many, many organizations and community things, don't we?
We do. It's a great way to start the week.
It is, and for you're involved with crisis intervention, but you're also involved with the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County.
Yes, I'm a past board member, so I know how the committee works, what they do locally, and the good that they bring for so many local nonprofits and communities throughout Cerro Gordo County.
Yeah, and that's just it, because having local people invest in other local people and organizations, you kind of get a feeling of where the needs are.
Absolutely. And one of the great things about the Cerro Gordo County Community Foundation, it's made up of people throughout the county. I know oftentimes it seems like groups and committees seem to be pretty heavy with Mason City people, with maybe a sprinkle of Clear Lake folks. Cerro Gordo County Community Foundation has people from throughout the county. I mean, there are many towns outside of Mason City and Clear Lake. While we love the big towns, it's those small towns that really keep our communities alive.
Yeah, and there's some little things that happen in those communities that are big things to them.
Absolutely.
You know, from parks and what have you, fire departments and different things that they need to lean on, and that's where the Community Foundation comes in.
Absolutely.
How about crisis intervention? What's that meant for you guys?
So we've received several grants throughout the year to support things such as violence prevention programming, supporting our financial assistance and self-sufficiency, where we make sure that people have a safe place to live and able to meet all their basic needs. This year, we're launching something a little different, a little bit away from our traditional mission of ending violence, but we're still pretty proud about it. We are building, we have a volunteer that's building. I'm not doing any of the building. What we're calling tiny little lending pantries. So kind of stealing from the lending library concept, where it's a wooden house on a pole. And we're going to have a couple of these located in every community throughout Cerro Gordo County, where we will have items such as toiletries, cleaning products, in the wintertime, hats, mittens, gloves. So tiny little lending pantries throughout the county. And the vision is initially we will keep the pantry stocked, but our long-term goal is that the community will take this on, and it really will serve two purposes. I believe people in North Iowa want to give. They want to help their neighbors. I think a lot of times, I know me as a nonprofit leader, sometimes I don't do a good job of telling people how they can help us support our mission. So one way people can help their neighbors, their friends, strangers, is by contributing to their local pantry. It also serves a purpose of helping those in need. You know, I think I grew up right outside of Swaledale, a tiny little metropolis.
Yes.
But when I think of people in need in Swaledale or Thornton or Missouri or Birchnell or any of our small towns, it's a real hardship for them to maybe come to Mason City to go to the food bank or come to Mason City to some other helping resources. So if we can have a few resources available in their town without having to figure out how to travel, I think that's a great way to just support one another. And that's what we're here on this earth for.
How big are these going to be? What are you thinking?
About this big, by this big.
By a couple of feet by... Because you'll need to stock a few things in there.
Absolutely.
And obviously non-perishable things if you put some food items in.
We have built a prototype that's about 5 foot wide and 4 foot tall.
Oh, nice.
It's big. But again, we want to have ample space. The other thing is we're going to have information about local resources within the pantry. So I mean, there's people out there that maybe don't know that there's a food bank in Mason City, or they don't know that Crisis Intervention Service exists. And we want to make sure that we're helping get the word out about organizations that are here to help people right in Cerro Gordo County.
See, and I'm with you, too. I've said this for years, even here on KGLO. I think we live in an area where people do want to help others.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing. They don't sometimes know how to do it.
Yeah. And that's something where this is a way that it's real easy for people to help right in their own community. I think that's the other thing. People want to help their neighbors. People want to see their own community thrive.
Well, and this is kind of a way, too, where you can help somebody. And sometimes people are proud and they don't want a lot of folks knowing that they are in need.
Sure. I mean, there's so much stigma associated with just reaching out for help. I think that's one of the toughest things that someone can do. So if we can make it a little easier and you can just get some help in your community without everyone knowing, that's a great way.
Wow. That's a neat deal.
Yeah. We're pretty excited.
It's a neat idea. Any credit going to who builds these?
I hate to give out our special volunteer, Larry Sebastian is one of our longtime volunteers. He does so much. He helps us with maintenance around the building, and we talked about this project. I gave him an idea, and he built it. He made it happen.
Perfect. Oh, that's so perfect. Do you know where some of them are going to be, say in Mason City?
We don't know yet. We are going to, our vision is to start actually putting them in communities in the spring. We aren't quite where we need to be as far as posting them this winter. So in the spring, and we'll probably start in the smaller communities and then work our way into Mason City and Clear Lake. So our goal is to work with the community. So like when we're in Swaledale, to talk to their city council and other community groups of where do they want it. We aren't going to decide where to put it. We want local people to decide where they want it in each community.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
If they can say, hey, this is where it should be.
Yeah.
Kind of a public place. That kind of thing, so. Awesome. Anything else you got going on?
This is the biggest thing we're working on right now. And then we're, of course, gearing up for Light Up the Night.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
That's going to be exciting again, isn't it?
It's going to be. I hope we have 32-degree weather the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Just a nice blanket of snow.
Yeah, we don't need wind.
No wind.
2 feet of snow.
No. No ice.
No ice.
We have to keep it at 32 just to keep the snow, but no colder.
You know, I was looking at the Light Up the Night video that we did a couple years ago, and I was rewatching that this weekend. I saw that and I thought, man, that is so cool. It is such a neat thing for people just to enjoy the holidays, and then for us to be able to do that and then give back to organizations like Crisis Intervention.
Absolutely.
And you get a lot of great folks that help volunteer to work those events too.
We do. Every year we have people that start reaching out to us about this time of year saying, hey, are we doing this again? People love to do. It's a great event to do with your family. It's so much fun.
It is. But we don't need it really, really, really cold.
No. Just chilly.
For us workers, we don't want it really, really cold. Mary, if somebody wants to get involved with Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County, it's not a hard process, is it?
No. They're on Facebook. You can find them on the internet. Reach out to one of their board members. Say, hey, I want to get involved. I want to learn more. If people don't want to take that step, you can reach out to me, and I can help connect you with someone on their board. And there's so many ways to get involved.
Perfect. Hey, great to have you on this morning.
Good to be here.
Mary Engel with us today. It's our Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program on AM 1300 KGLO.